From the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, I'm your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. We're heading off to Destinations Unknown this week with Missing Persons. Pop Shop Radio with Missing Persons, Destination Unknown, from their LP Spring Session M, which is an anagram, by the way, of the group name Missing Persons. Clever that, eh? That's from 1982. We're heading off to Destinations Unknown with lots of great music here on Canada's International Voice on shortwave. Right now we're going to California. Here's a group called Magic on Pop Shop Radio.
Little love for me.
that sounded a little bit like Beach Baby to you. Well, the guys what wrote Beach Baby also wrote that one. So that's exactly why. From 1975 on Pop Shop Radio, it's a group called Magic, and the song is called Oh California. We're saying, oh, British Columbia.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Oh, we are Pop Shop Radio. We're the home of the hits and the non-hits, too. This is Tin Tin from 1971.
The lights of Lisbon from a ship across the bay. Down old San Sebastian, going south. And everybody, brother, was a million miles away.
Called Tin Tin from Australia. They started life as a group called the Kinetics back in 1965. In 1971, they released that one as a bit of a follow-up to Having Some Toast and Marmalade for Tea, but it only went to number 59 in the U.S. charts and number 99 down there in Australia. Y ahora para nuestro oyente amigo en México, Javier. Aquí está ABBA con Gimme, Gimme, Gimme and Pop Shop Radio.
Don't let your mother on alone. How I hate.
Shop Radio with an absolute million seller, their gazillion seller, ABBA, and Gimme Gimme Gimme, Man After Midnight from 1980. And 2021 was the year that ABBA came back. Yeah, great music year. Real Vinyl 45 released back in September 2021, and they topped the charts just about everywhere. Speaking of chart toppers, here's BJ Thomas and Mighty Clouds of Joy on Pop Shop Radio.
Them old bad dreams, been sleeping in your bed, and them old dark clouds, been hanging around your head, but all your hard times will vanish in the wind, when the mighty clouds of joy come rolling in. Slowly drifting by, and those old raindrops are fading from your eyes. Oh, Mr. Sun will shine on us again when the mighty clouds of joy come rolling in.
Yeah, BJ Thomas on Pop Shop Radio, Mighty Clouds of Joy from 1971. Took that one to number 8 in the U.S. charts, number 26 in the Canadian charts. We are Pop Shop Radio. Coming up right now, we have record number 1, the very first version of a song. And this one is a little bit of soul from a group called The Little Darlings. It's our record number 1. That is our record number one this show. That is a group called The Little Darlings from Coventry in the UK, 1965, doing the very first version of a song called A Little Bit of Soul that went on to be a big hit for a group called The Music Explosion. We are Pop Shop Radio from the Town of Hope in Supernatural British Columbia in Canada, of course. Right now we're heading down to Australia. This is The Vibrants with some Huggy Bear Kissy Face music. It's called My Prayer. Called The Vibrants from Australia, 1967. They took that one to number 5 in the Go Set chart and number 10 on the Kent Music Review. It's called My Prayer. We've got it for you right here on Pop Shop Radio. We're the place that brings you the grooviest grooves on shortwave. You want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Well, it's super easy. You can be a cool kid. Just send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. We'll get one out to you with one of our exclusive window cling stickers. Pretty good deal, eh? Ah, yeah. are, the fabulous Rhinestones on Pop Shop Radio. And I don't think any of them are cowboys, though. I'll have to check on that. But that's a record called What a Wonderful Thing We Have. The charts weren't too wonderful to it. It wasn't a hit back in 1972, which is why we play it for you right here on Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada.
Kiss you.
Kiss me.
Here's Herb B. Lou and the Legal Eagles and Kiss Me.
Kiss me.
Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me.
Trumpet on that one sounded a little bit familiar, which it probably didn't. It's actually Herb Alpert from 1958. That is called Kiss Me. It's a B-side. We like to play B-sides right here on Pop Shop Radio because, well, why not? That's what they're there for. We are Pop Shop Radio, heard around the world on great stations like Channel 292 in Germany and WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. You want a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Just send us a reception report to RadioPopShop@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at PopShopRadio1 or visit us on the web at www.PopShopRadio.ca. Fun stuff, eh, guys and gals? Yeah. Okay, right now we have got the Autumn Chartbusters. They're one of those studio groups that made those sound alike LPs. This is their version of Baby Come Back. Released on the Marble Arch record label, proving that those sound-alike albums weren't necessarily always all that bad. That is the Autumn Chartbusters band. Baby Come Back on Pop Shop Radio. We are Canada's international voice on shortwave with all the cool stuff the grooviest grooves on shortwave. And right now we have got a guy named Jimmy Gavin with a song called Lonely Chair from 1957.
Here I sit right in my lonely chair with love and emotions beyond compare and no one to call on my telephone. Gee, I've never been so all alone. I thought by sitting in my lonely chair love would never come and interfere. But now it's raining and my heart beats thin. Can't you see this lonely mood I'm in? Well, I don't know if I should kill myself or just go find me somebody else. I thought by now, my dear, you might be home. Gee, I've never been so all alone. And no one to call on my telephone. Why, oh, why can't you come home?
Guy named Jimmy Gavin who hits just about all the right notes there in a song written by Lloyd Price as a follow-up to his record Just Because. That one is called Lonely Chair, and when it was reviewed in Billboard, they gave it a C plus back in 1957. Well, whatever. Here are the Pretenders. It's their second 45. It's called Kid on Pop Shop Radio.
Oh, my son.
Pop Shop Radio going back to 1978 for the Pretenders there and their second single called Kid. They only took that to number 33 in the UK charts, number 25 down there in New Zealand. Better days were ahead for Chrissy Hynde and the group as that started it all. It's time for our Roots of Rock feature next with Woody Herman.
Power it with music.
Yeah, we're going back to the 1940s right now. This is Saber Dance. Is our Roots of Rock feature on Pop Shop Radio and Woody Herman and his orchestra Saber Dance. They took that one to number 3 in Billboard's charts back in 1948. And of course, we all know that Dave Edmunds in the Idol Race would take it to the top of the charts in the UK many, many, many years later. Oh, great stuff. We're now going off to 1966, as a matter of fact. Here's Tommy Rowe.
She put me down. Hooray for Hazel. She made me her clown. Hooray for Hazel. She's up to her tricks. Hooray for Hazel. She's getting the kicks. Hazel's been in love with many a guy. She tells him that she loves him and then says goodbye. Yes.
Tommy Rowe from 1966 took that one to number 6 in the U.S. charts, number 2 here in Canada, number 28 in Australia. That's called Hooray for Hazel. It's a follow-up to Sweet Pea. And, Tommy, it kind of sounds the same, don't you think? Hey, it's Twin Spin time. We're starting out with The Duke of Earl from Gene Chandler on Pop Shop Radio.
Duke of Earl, Duke of Earl.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop the Duke of Earl. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I. Duchess of Earl, we'll walk through my dukedom, and a paradise we will share. Yes, I.
Chandler as the top half of our Twin Spin. It's an answer song, Twin Spin. He took that one to number one in 1962. And, of course, because it was such a big record, well, there just had to be somebody answer it. And we've got it as a part of our Twin Spin this week. And why not? Also from 1962, here's some girls calling themselves the Pearlettes. And the Duchess of Earl. Bottom half of our answer song, Twin Spin, this week on Pop Shop Radio. Answering Gene Chandler's number one hit, Duke of Earl. A bunch of girls calling themselves the Pearlettes. Also from 1962. And a record called Duchess of Earl. Good try, girls. What do you say? Here are the Tune Rockers, the Green Mosquito.
We'll be right back.
Absolutely great guitar sound there from the group called the Tune Rockers, the Green Mosquito from 1958 on United Artists Records in the United States and in Canada, and played for you, by the way, from 78 RPM. How groovy is that?
Ow. Who listens to radio?
Well, I do.
That go where you go medium called radio.
On shortwave, of course.
That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
A couple of sausages too, please, and tea.
Who listens to radio?
I know you do.
No matter if it's summer, winter, spring,
and
or
no
fall.
Matter where you are. Lots of people.
Only 150 million.
Even more than that nowadays.
150 million people.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
And we are Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. I'm your DJ, Tony. Here we got something really cool. This is Peter Nero and Superstition. Nearly as square as we may have ever thought. That's Peter Nero doing a nice jazzy instrumental version of Stevie Wonder's big hit, Superstition, from back about 1975. We are Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. I'm your DJ, Tony. I want to tell you all about all kind of really cool music, how to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL. Just send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com.
night by a firelight, I saw a lot of happy faces. I heard some strumming guitars, and it wasn't too far, so I walked across the sand. But what happened next, I'll never forget, 'cause I found where the happiest places.
Mob Shop Radio with Creations 4 from 1965, Dance in the Sand. And if you watch the Flintstones cartoon show very, very closely, there is an episode where Fred is flipping through the TV channels and you actually hear a little bit of that song. Cool, huh? We think so. That's about all we have time for this week, so we're going to close out right now with L.J. Johnson. A song called Your Magic Put a Spell on Me. We'll see you next week, guys and gals. Bye-bye from Canada. Pop Shop Radio, QSL, send your reception reports to RadioPopShop at gmail.com. That's RadioPopShop at gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in supernatural British Columbia in Canada and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.